Hello and welcome back to my chemistry podcasts. This episode will investigate some of the observations we have made in the classroom to do with electrochemistry. One of the early experiments we did was placing a bit of silver-coloured zinc into a blue-coloured copper sulphate solution. We left it for a number of days and noticed that the blue colour in the solution faded as the zinc dissolved and copper metal formed. This simple experiment tells us something about the reactivity of copper and zinc metals. Zinc metal is far more likely to lose electrons and go into solution, and copper metal is more likely to gain electrons and come out of solution. This type of reaction is known as a metal displacement reaction, and we say zinc has displaced copper from the solution. Zinc is the more reactive metal, and copper is the less reactive metal. Let's consider what's happening at the molecular level. The strip of zinc metal consists of a lattice of zinc ions held together by delocalized valence electrons. The copper sulfate solution consists of copper ions. In a competition for the electrons, the copper ions are stronger in attracting them, and therefore the copper metal will plate out as the zinc metal dissolves. When the zinc metal dissolves, it gives up or loses its electrons and is therefore oxidized. When the copper metal plates out, it gains electrons and is therefore reduced. The overall reaction is a redox reaction, with reduction occurring at the electrode called the cathode and oxidation occurring at the electrode called the anode. Okay, so copper is more easily reduced than is zinc, but by how much? Tables of standard reduction potentials indicate the ease with which substances are reduced. If we can have the reduction reaction and the oxidation reaction happening in separate places and the electrons moving through an external circuit, we will have established an electrochemical cell. To determine the voltage that this cell will produce, we can use tables of standard reduction potentials. These tables indicate the ease with which a substance is reduced. For example, the E0 for 1 mole per litre copper solution at standard temperature and pressure is positive 0.34 volts, and for zinc under the same conditions is negative 0.76 volts. By combining these two E0s, we can determine what a predicted cell voltage would be if we combine these two half cells. However, in practice, we won't necessarily get this voltage. Using a copper strip in a copper sulfate solution and a zinc strip in a zinc nitrate solution, with a salt bridge containing ammonium nitrate, we connected the two half cells together and tested the voltage with a multimeter. It wasn't always our predicted 1.1 volts. Why is there no current flowing now?
Because there's no salt bridge.
No salt bridge. What other things do you need for standard conditions?
Correct temperature and pressure.
So temperature, mate, it's pretty cool in here now. And also you need 1 mole per litre. So which electrode was connected to the positive?
The copper.
Okay, so
that's
is the copper the anode or the cathode?
Cathode.
Yeah, the copper's a cathode and it's positive. Is you're getting about 0.8, you predict about 1.1 with copper and zinc. Why do you reckon it's not giving what you predict?
If you got concentration.
Is anything else? What?
Would like the surface might not be clean.
Not standard conditions. So what things may not be standard?
Temperature. Concentration of each one could be different.
So by having reduction and oxidation occurring in two different parts of the circuit and allowing electrons to flow through the external circuit, we can make them do some work. We have created an electrochemical cell. We must be careful when using standard reduction potential tables to predict the cell voltage, because quite often the conditions will not be standard.